wait, I need to tell you about this TikTok. And I know you don't care, and I know you've never watched Twilight.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay. And well, literally, okay.
I kind of did once when I was, like, I don't know, 10.
But it's been years. Like, yeah. Sometimes, like, when a series has been out for years, it's just, like, you know how many Star Wars TikToks I've seen that the thing has been spoiled for me? I've never watched Star Wars in my life, but I'm not getting mad at these people because I'm, like, that's on me that I'm 21 mm-hmm. years old and I haven't watched Star Wars yet. Twilight's one of them. But I laughed for 5 minutes straight yesterday and told everyone in my family about this TikTok, and nobody cared. And I thought it was hilarious. Somebody went on TikTok and they were like, not to spoil the eclipse for you guys, but Bella chooses Edward. And
oh, I saw that.
Literally, I laughed for 5 minutes because I just thought like it was so genius that they even like made that. And then I told my whole entire family, I was like, oh my God. And they were like,
yeah, I saw funny. A TikTok of, it was like a whole slideshow of eclipse memes. And something about
God,
memes, I love
so funny.
Memes like that. Like just like, it looks like a Twitter post, like those kinds of memes. They'll always get
remember
me.
We had our moment with those a few months back.
Bring them back.
Me and Sarah, if you like went through our messages to each other, what would you say?
Was summertime.
That like over the fall time, like summer fall time?
Yeah probably like August, September.
All we would send each other were just different of the like memes that people just take off of Twitter, like the mm-hmm. tweets, and then they made into a slideshow on TikTok of the most like unhinged anything you can think about.
I haven't giggled like that since when we sent those memes to each other. Like there was, for some reason, I think that's like my peak humor or memes like that.
Yeah, and then nobody else except for me and Sarah like shared that humor. Like I would try to sit down and like show Isaac them, and I'd be like, isn't this hilarious? And he'd be like, I mean, no.
Yeah,
but
me too. I would show Chris no emotion on the face. I'm like, this is actually the funniest thing you could see.
Hey, you actually have no humor, by the way, if you don't like this.
I'm gonna go back on our messages and find them on our TikTok jams because I need to laugh again.
Yeah, all that Sarah's been doing on TikTok nowadays is,
oh, should we like, oh gosh, I don't know. I really like, it's gotten bad. Like almost every other TikTok I've been getting is a Matthew Gregubler. Is that how you say his last name? I feel like that's how you say it.
Let's ask Brooke. Let's get on the pod.
Spencer Reed from Criminal Minds. And I watched Criminal Minds in like high school, and I think I stopped season like 10 because the next season wasn't out yet, so I stopped watching, never watched it again. And I get like thirst trap TikToks all the time. I get edits all the time to these. It's the songs that really make it though, but Spencer Reed ones have been coming on, like literally just edits of his hands, like just, and I know it's him. And I never thought
that's
he
insane.
Was ever yeah, I think I did I send that one to you, I don't know, but he never was like
messages.
On my, I never really, like, I mean, I understood the girlies that loved him.
Yeah.
But I never, like, felt it until I've been getting these TikToks. And almost every single edit on my page is now a Spencer Reed edit. And I've been so, what's the word, like, down bad. I don't know. I've sent Destiny maybe 20 over the past weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I was about to ask you if you have seen the like videos of him just like out in the wild when people just like find
yeah,
him,
I think,
and
I just
he just like
you
literally
one.
Has the best interactions. Yeah, no, that's why I'm looking through our messages. And I literally went to ask you, and then I was like, oh, okay, yeah, she has.
No, I have,
of course
I have,
she has
intook, I don't know the past tense of that, so much Spencer Reed Matthew Gregubler content over the past few days. It's gotten concerning that I might even rewatch Criminal Minds, and I'm like scared now to watch it, but I might actually have to do it because I didn't see him in like the older seasons. He looks great.
You know what? He had a glow up. I'll tell you this. I used to watch Criminal Minds too, and it was one of those shows. Have you ever had a moment? And this is weird because I think I've said it on the pod before. I can't. I feel like the Zane Heath podcast, when like as a listener, like an avid listener, you're like, yes, you have. You're
yeah,
like yelling
you
at
about
like you've told the story before already, yeah. But I can't remember. I won't get into it, but this happened to me with The Office. If you're ever watching one of those shows and like everything's fine, and then one time you're watching it and you just get this like super like dark feeling, like you almost start feeling like really depressed like watching the show,
mm-hmm.
and it just like messes with you. Criminal Minds did that to me, and I can always pinpoint, like I could tell you the exact everything, and then I could never watch it again after
yeah.
that. Like
no,
I could never sit down and
I
watch
know exactly.
it.
That happened with Gossip Girl because it was the only show I watched at night, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and it was an earlier season for some reason. It freaked me out, and then I had to start watching. Only the season I could fall asleep to was the one in the summer because it was like a happy Hampton season. I felt the same way.
It's that. It's that phenomenon of, like, you feel super, like, almost, like, creeped out. Like, you're really, like,
it was so weird.
I'm, it's, like, waking up in the middle of the night when you were a kid and, like, getting scared by something. Mm-hmm. Did that ever happen to you?
Oh, yeah. One thing that really scared me when I was younger is I would wake up and think that the Beast from Beauty and the Beast was, like, watching me in the doorway. That was, like, one of my nightmares.
Wow.
When I woke up. Yeah.
That's my favorite. I had a nightmare movies. About the troll from Dora the Explorer.
The troll? Who's the troll?
The grumpy old troll who lived under the bridge.
Oh, I can't picture him, but I know who you're talking about. Aw.
Yeah.
That's, like, a cute one.
I had a nightmare about, but one time I was with my family, and we stayed at Great Wolf Lodge. For those of you who don't know, Great Wolf Lodge is, like, this indoor water park hotel place that you can Great stay Wolf at. Lodge
is my yeah. Disney World.
No, yeah, no, like, as a kid, like, that's where we would go. It was right across from Kings Island, and so we would go to Kings Island, and then we would go stay at Great Wolf Lodge. And so one time I was there with my family, and I had fallen asleep, like, so both of the TVs were on TBS because we had been watching School of Rock, and I fell asleep, woke up, and I think the TV remote in my room had hit pause. And the thing is that I've always said that I'm a very light sleeper. I can feel as soon as if somebody walks into my room, if my dog gets up out of bed, if the show stops playing on my laptop, like, I'm up. Like, it, any little thing's waking me up. And so I woke up as soon as, like, the remote rolled over and paused. And it paused right on, it was playing Scream, like, 2, and it paused right on, like, Ghostface's, like, his face, like, just a still of it, and it, like, freaked me out, and I woke up, and I went running to, like, where my parents were sleeping, and then literally on the TV, it was just, like, a brutality scene in the movie, and I'm literally screaming. I start screaming. My parents are getting up. They're like, what is going on? And then my dad had seen that it was on the TV. I was like, I woke up and this was on the TV, and I'm so scared. Because, you know, also, like, you're waking up in an unknown place. Like, you're not in your house. So you're a little freaked out. And I was like, yeah, that was one of those things for me.
That would scar me.
That did it.
It's actually crazy that you like that stuff now, because that would scar me.
That's what I was about to say. I was literally about to say, it's crazy that I literally, like, love that franchise, and then I literally had, like, it traumatized me as a kid. But I was like, you know what? Got over that.
Yeah, I got over mine, too.
Yeah. Now you can watch Beauty and the Beast.
Thank God. I dress up as Belle every year for Halloween, so I guess it didn't scar me.
Imagine you couldn't, and, like, one day me and you were sitting there, and I was like, hey, do you want to watch Beauty and the Beast? And you were like,
you start screaming.
And you start rocking back and forth. You're like, no, I can't.
Aww.
Yeah. Aww, but that's cute. It's like if you bring up the troll from Dora, and I'm like, oh my god, I can't go there.
Yeah, can't do that. Your kid one day wants to watch Dora. Sorry,
banned in his house. My eye just twitches.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
Welcome to this week's fun episode. Should we start with our dotes, since you pulled out your drink?
Oh yeah, we can. Do you want me to start?
Yeah. You tell us.
First of all, I want to talk about the pet peeve of having lipstick on and trying to drink anything, because I hate having lipstick marks on anything. But I have a water. And when I show you guys my drink of the episode, I'm going to beg you guys. I'm just going to beg you. I'm going to beg you with all of the love in my heart not to comment when I know you're going to comment.
That's funny, because it's probably what you're about to say is in my notes, because I wanted to ask you, but I won't ask you.
No, we can talk about it.
I just wanted to, like, talk about how crazy it was. Like, it's, we know you're not going to stop drinking them.
Well, no, and that's the thing. And it's because, honestly, I know, like, I got... Okay, so the video... It wasn't the video that the girl posted. It was, like, a video that another girl posted, like, screen recording it, and it got, like, 2 million likes. It was very humbling how many tags I got in it, because I was like, maybe I have a problem.
I got tagged to tell you. I got... Yes. I was seeing tags that Destiny needs to see. What Destiny's talking about, there was a TikTok, and a girl found... Was it, like, a rat in her Alani Nu can?
Yeah.
And it was, like, a girl screen recorded the girl finding it, and she, like, opened up the can, and, like, a rat came out, so...
And here's the thing, I started looking into it. It's not just a thing with Alani. It just started a conversation that people were like, and if you drink Alani's every day, blah 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 blah. Like, people just started kind of going in on Alani because this happened. But this has happened to, I think somebody said, and this could not be true, but I saw so many people talk about it, still not reliable, but I'm gonna talk about it anyway, that they said that happened with a Mountain Dew can or something. Like, it can happen to any canned beverage. It can happen to anything that's canned, because during the canning process, they can get into the cans. It's not a specific company. It has nothing really to do with them. But I saw somewhere that somebody said that somebody had posted, like, a few years ago that this happened in a Mountain Dew can, and that Mountain Dew came out and they said, no, this isn't true, because if it was, like, the rat would have disintegrated.
Oh, I think I saw that somewhere. Before it got to you. That's concerning.
Horrifying.
And what the moms gave the kids during Toddlers and Tiaras, the sugar sticks and a Mountain Dew. Go-go.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, because that would wake them up.
The sugar rush. There's caffeine in all sodas, and then the sugar and everything.
I think it was on TLC. TLC had some.
It was on TLC. TLC had the best shows.
Yes. Did you ever watch Four Weddings? I used to eat up that show. Yes,
and I would judge the living crap out of every single one of them.
I was so excited to plan my wedding, because I was like, if I had people come to judge mine. Four Weddings, if you never saw it, is like four brides get married and they each go to each other's weddings, and at the end of it they rate it, and then whoever gets like the highest rating at the end, I think they get like a honeymoon or something. So you just watch these three women judge weddings like harshly, and I was like, this is perfect for my future wedding. I know what not to do.
That and Say Yes to the Dress. I literally was just talking to somebody about this the other day, how I used to watch Say Yes to the Dress, and I, like, a bride would come in and be like, my budget is like $5,000, and I used to be like, cheap. This, I'm eight, by the way. I'm literally eight. And so I'm like, ugh. And then somebody would come in, they'd be like, yeah, my budget is like 10 to 15, and I'd be like, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I need to see us working with. Like, have no concept of money and how insane it is that, like, somebody's just like, yep, my budget's $25,000 for my wedding dress. Like, yeah, like, it's no big deal. Like, it's no big deal.
I remember doing that too. Or when the designer would come out that, like, made the dress that the woman was trying on. That always was like, I wanted to, like, when I would watch that, I was like, I'm going there to get my wedding dress. Like, that is the place to go.
Oh my God. I said that up until a few years ago, that I wanted to go to Kleinfeld. And then I was like, that would, I think, would be one of the most overstimulating things for me.
Yeah.
Because I think, I don't know if this is true, but I thought I heard somebody say that, like, I think they still film, but they'll be like, you can go in and have a whatever, and you don't know if they're filming that day. So, like, they could.
Oh, really?
They could be filming something. And the fact that I would get overstimulated so fast, like, I, like, fear the day that I have to go wedding dress shopping, because, you know, like, the associate has to go in there and, like, help you put on the wedding dress and stuff. I'm the world's most awkward person in those situations. I hate, like, I can't do small talk. So I'm just, like, imagining, like, somebody trying to talk to me about the wedding dress, about the wedding and everything, and I would be sweating. How am I going to try on a wedding dress when I'm going to be sweating? I'm going to be sweating buckets. I'm literally going to be, I'm going to have to be $50,000 in debt, because I'm going to try on a bunch of wedding dresses, and I'm going to have to buy every single one of them, because I'm going to damage them with how much I sweat.
You just have 10 outfit changes at your wedding.
I'm going to have to, because that's actually a fear for me. Like, that I'm going to have to, like, pay for the wedding dress because of how much I anxious sweat.
I feel like it has to be, like, a common thing. People are nervous. They have to protect the dresses, I feel like, if you're trying. Also, it's not the dress. Wait, hold on. If you're trying on the wedding dress, do they have other ones of that dress, or is that the one you're getting and altering? Is that it?
That is a great question, because I always thought that it was like, because you know how, like, they have to do the clamps and stuff? Like, they have a size.
Yeah.
And then they put the clamps to show you that it's a dress, like, that's around your size. So I don't know if they, like, get your size, you get it altered, or if it is, like,
yeah, I'm so confused. Because when I went prom dress shopping, I took that dress and I altered it. So, like, does it, but they have other ones of it,
right? In different sizes.
Yeah, so I was, like, thinking, like, maybe they just have those for you to try on, and then you can get. Listen, I don't know how the wedding dress industry works. So
I don't know. Day. Every few months, I go down a rabbit hole of watching a bunch of, like, wedding dress shopping TikToks and YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow.
I love it. My Explore page. I think I've told you this before, but my Explore page, for some reason, I saved, like, one wedding dress because I thought it was cute, just to, like, go back one day. I do it all the time. If you looked at my saved photos on my Instagram, it's all just
wedding
dresses.
You would think you were engaged.
Yeah, you would think that I'm planning my wedding.
Oh my God, I can't. Yeah. I can wait for the day that I have to do that. I know.
I can't wait. That's one thing I'm like so excited for.
I think that, first of all, should we get into what your dote is? Because we really have taken off on subject.
We don't have to because it's so boring. I just got a water. I'm trying to stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated
today.
Queen.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
I have on my notes, like I said before, it says Earth Wayfair. And I've been trying to decode that. And I have a feeling that I meant to write earthquake.
How was the earthquake?
Like, kind of crazy. Like, we've had them before, I'm pretty sure. But I've never felt one before. Like, every time it's happened, it was always really small. And like, people are like, did you feel that? I'm like, no, it's never like that crazy. But it was like so crazy. I didn't realize what it was until after it was done. Like, I was sitting there. And it was crazy because I walked downstairs to leave. I don't remember where I was going. But I was like, I'll eat breakfast. So then I sat down. And then I look up because Sachi was like acting weird, like growling outside, and I was like what is out there? And then the house just started shaking. Like, I was like, and at first I thought it was like our laundry room upstairs. Like, sometimes the washer will shake really hard. I was like, oh god, that thing's gonna break. But it wasn't that, obviously. And then the chandeliers, my mom has a chandelier like in every room, just like a little one. Like, the crystals on there started shaking like a lot, and it looked like when you're like recording something and like you shake the camera, like it looked like just the world was doing that for like a few seconds. And I was freaking out, and I looked up, and my dog started barking, and then my mom comes downstairs, and I was like, what? And she was like, I think it's an earthquake. And then it stopped. And it was like, that was crazy. That was an earthquake.
Isn't that crazy? Let me pull it up, too.
It was a 4.8, I think. My mom put the news on right after, and everyone was like freaking out. Like, everyone they were like interviewing on the news that was happening, like, everyone was like, I didn't realize what it was until after. And I feel like I've heard that, like, you don't notice really what's happening till after, like, oh wait, that was literally an earthquake.
But earthquakes are so mind-boggling to me, because literally I was just making sure that I was right. I was fact checking myself. Oh. Okay, that the tectonic plates, yes, like they get stuck due to friction. The fact that the earth is constantly moving and that we're constantly spinning and we don't realize it sometimes, like, that is like when the stress on the edge overcomes the friction, there's an earthquake that releases energy and waves that travel through the earth's crust and cause the shaking we feel. Even that's like the earth one thing. Gets stressed.
That's one thing I remember from, like, what do we learn that in elementary school?
Yeah.
And I remember, like, visually, like, when the teacher would put a picture of, like, the crust or, like, underneath the ground, like, next to each other, like, how each one would move and what it would cause.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, that literally just happened underneath me. It was crazy. And I was like, imagine I left the house and, like, was just driving and that happened. I feel like I wouldn't, like, I don't even know what I would think, because, like, I feel like when you're in a car,
I don't know. I've never experienced anything like that, so my brain can't even, like, go towards.
Yeah, it was really crazy. Like. But yeah, it was, people said they felt, like, aftershocks, like, it happens, like, again, I guess, a few times, but I didn't feel anything after that. I only felt the first one. But yeah, it was really crazy. It was funny because I would see TikToks. I guess it wasn't, like, that big. Like, there were, I guess, where it happened, like, more, like, the center of it. Like, there was damage to some places, but it wasn't, like, that big. Then I saw TikToks that were really funny. It was, like, the aftermath of the earthquake in New York, and it was, like, a broom knocked over or, like, something just fallen on the floor. And it was, like, saying how, like, it didn't really cause much damage, but everyone was freaking out.
I mean, but I think that I would freak out in that situation, so.
Oh, justified. Yeah. I was shooken up after. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, nothing happens in Indiana except that we haven't had, like, for the past, like, month. It's, like, the tornado warnings and severe thunderstorms that we've been having. But other than that, no natural weather stuff. But I was in the line of the eclipse yesterday, and my family did force me outside to go watch it. I was in the middle of decluttering, and my parents are like, oh my god, because I said, oh, is it supposed to rain? Because it started getting kind of like, it was so bright and sunny outside, like a summer's day. And I was like, oh, is it supposed to rain? Why is it getting dark? And my mom's like, no, that's the eclipse. So then they run outside, and then I'm just still in there, like, decluttering the kitchen, like, going through cups and everything. And then she was like, Destiny, come out here. And I was like, no, I don't really care that much. Yeah, like, I don't need way. To see it. And my then my parents like, no, out. Come out here. I mean, it was cool to look at. I looked at it without glasses, and I'm fine. But it felt like scary to me, because I had seen stuff where they said, like, all the animals are going to go quiet and it's going to be, like, super whatever. No, because in my neighborhood, people started lighting off fireworks. So dogs started barking.
Like, that's so crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, I literally, we were just looking up, then all of a sudden, literally, people started shooting off fireworks. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that actually checks out
for Indiana. That was the same way here. My mom and my brother were, like, so excited, and I think it was happening here at, like, 3:20-something, and I had a meeting at 3. And my mom was like, you can't go to a meeting. You have to come watch. I was like, Mom, truly? Like, I'm just, like, not the type of person that excites me. Like, I was like, I'll see it on TikTok. Like, I'm... And I know it only happens not a lot. We had one, like, 2017. I vividly remember that one. But I was like, I'm fine. So I had to go downstairs, and I did look at it. We put on, like, 4 different pairs of sunglasses or something like that to kind of see it. But I feel like... It still didn't really fascinate me, but it is pretty cool, the videos I saw of, like, where it hit, like, directly. Like, I think it was, like, through Texas or something.
Yeah.
Those were cool. Like, where I am, it wasn't. It got dark. That was spooky. Like, seeing it get dark randomly. No,
that was the only part that was interesting to me, was that it was literally 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then it got super hazy, too. Like, it wasn't just, like, oh, it feels like it's 9 o'clock at night. It was, like, super hazy. It looked like a filter. Yes, no, that's what I literally told my mom. I literally feel like I'm living in a filter right now. Yeah. Like, I need to go inside. Because stuff like that, I'm so unfun, unfortunately, when it comes to things like that, because it gets my anxiety pumping so easily that, like, I start freaking out and I need to go back inside. Because, like, if my brain takes a thought like that and runs with it,
yeah,
I'll be like, I think, world's ending.
Yeah, I think it is cool, though, that everyone, like, was looking at it, like, around the same time. Like, everyone was, like...
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, a sense, I mean? Of... It's a sense of community. Eclipse.
It reminded me of, I don't remember what movie I'm thinking of. I think I'm literally thinking of the Grinch cartoon, where, like, they, when all
the Whos go into Whoville.
Yeah, that might be what I'm thinking of. Like, everyone goes out at the same time to, like,
I know, Jane. You know what?
I guess I wanted to talk about the Matthew Gray Goobler and the Spencer Reed TikToks, but I wrote down the lyrics to the edits that they were using. I don't know why I did that.
Like, oh, so down. What were they? No, so go ahead and tell everybody what they were.
Go, 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 go. I just did the impossible.
I know what song you're talking about, and that's insane that you're looking at
I wrote it down because I wanted to talk about the edit, but I didn't think I was going to remember.
But your brain, your mind.
And then I wrote, I take my whiskey, ... neat. Because, like, it slides to the next one. Those ones get me every time. I don't care what it's about. You see the ones where they're like, what's your, I don't know what words they use, but they'll put, like, what is it called? Hold on. Because I thought they were really funny. And I feel like we've talked about it. Where they, like, post, like, a character or something that they think is, like, hold on. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, at all?
I actually, unfortunately, don't.
When they post, like, a character, like, hear me out, and they'll post, like,
that's so from, like, damn annoying. Do you want me to tell you why? Because most of the time, it's not, it's somebody who is, like, conventionally attractive, and you guys are like, hear me out, and it's Matthew Gray Goobler.
Like, yeah, but the funny ones were, like, someone posted the fish, I think, from, like, Nemo, or someone posted, like, Danny Phantom or someone, and it was, like,
Danny Phantom is real.
Pocket one. Yeah, like, it was so funny. Yeah, but those are the edits that are just all over my page, and I wrote down those lyrics, because every time that song comes on, I'm like, I don't even gotta watch it, I just like it. I like it, and I send it to Destiny.
Let me scroll through. I just honestly have been staying off of TikTok, not to sound like a freaking whatever, but I just have been, so let me see what I've been seeing.
You should see all 20 posts I've sent you.
Oh. I almost texted you about this yesterday, because I was like, we definitely influence each other to make bad financial decisions that can get us into a lot of hot water, 100%. And then I was like, all that's been over my For You page the past, like, I don't even know, 5 days, is because the Sephora sale is going on right now. So everybody's like,
oh, yeah,
here's what I think you should buy from the Sephora sale. Sarah, I've made 4 separate orders. Like, I just keep on. Really? I've went. Yes, because I'm literally like, oh my God. I, like, because I don't really buy new makeup. Like, I'll, like, buy new makeup once, and then I'll, like, use it for, like, a year, yeah, like, straight. And then I don't really buy, like, really anything else. And then I'll do it all in, like, kind of chunks, where I'll be like, ooh, okay, trying these new makeup products on sale. Like, when they're on sale. Only when they're on sale. Like, when they're doing the VIB sale. So that's what's been all over my For You page, is that the Sephora sale has been going on, and I have been looking.
I did also buy from Sephora sale. I didn't forget about it. I still want to do the different sodas and drinks with the straws, and you, like, hide them.
Our little blindfolded, and then,
yeah,
is that what it is?
Still want to do that. Yeah, We're just gonna do a bunch of challenges.
We're not even gonna do like a collab of anything. We're just gonna give you guys a bunch of challenges.
We should like record them and like post it on our channel, like the bookmark YouTube channel, like a oh my
god. Just really throwing it back to OG YouTube. Hey guys, we're gonna do all of the OG challenges today.
I think it'd be so funny if we did the drinks one and we posted it.
Oh yeah, I think that would be funny. Let us know down below if you guys want to see that, because we'll only do it if you guys tell us.
If not, you're still gonna see it though.
Yeah, then we'll post it on like TikTok much if you don't want to see it.
We're still doing it though. I don't care if we record it or not. I want to do it.
No, it's fun.
I think it's funny.
I think it's FUN. Is that a SpongeBob song?
Yeah, F is for friend,
to do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all. Our theme song. Mm-hmm. That's our theme song.
Our theme song?
Yeah, it can be our theme song.
Okay.
Okay. That's cute. All right. So yeah. Do you want me to say another uneducated take that I have that like has no factual evidence to back it up, but I've just been telling everybody like it is a fact? Great. So somebody said through the grapevine that the song So Long London on Tortured Poets Department is going to be like 9 minutes, 28 seconds.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's true, but if so, that is insane. That first time around, because you have to think, we got All Too Well 10-minute version when Red Taylor's version released. If that is true and we're getting a 10-minute version for Joe,
we're getting a whole album
London
with a 10-minute included version about him.
Insanity, because it being the song So Long London is kind of like you're saying goodbye to, because here's what I imagine it as. It's like saying goodbye to your relationship in a way, because maybe London is a hard place for her to go to since it's like his, where like New York kind of feels like hers, you know? So it may be like hard. So she's kind of like saying goodbye to London, but saying goodbye to their relationship and saying goodbye to memories that they had and everything. Me having, again, no factual evidence. This is just me talking. Well, okay,
because you haven't heard the song before. Everyone's just theorizing. But I think I agree with this, at least the song title. We don't know anything else. If we're all assuming this whole album is about him, and that's definitely going to, and 9 minutes is going to be absolutely crazy. And she's probably the only person that could do a 9-minute song and have it probably get top charts when the album comes out. What's going to be crazy once the album comes out, if you guys don't listen to Taylor Swift, unfortunately, that next episode is going to be us dissecting the entire album for an hour. So
I'm literally looking at my, I was about to say Kindle. Like, what am I talking about? My calendar.
Yeah, what's our countdown? We're on the 9th.
So we have 10 days.
Hold on, what?
We have 10 days. Today's the 9th. We have 10 days.
Oh my God, I didn't realize it was this
soon. Next Friday.
Don't say that.
So it comes out.
And then what date? Is it the 20th is Funny Story? Is it the day after?
I thought no, 23rd is Funny Story, I think.
Oh, okay. So we have a weekend to dissect. And then we also have, technically, if we wanted to go crazy, well, when you get Funny Story, you're like going to immediately read it. Is this like an immediate read for you?
I feel so.
Yeah, I feel so too. Because like, if we were to dissect this album together over the weekend and then read Funny Story, that next episode could go crazy.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
If we're gonna combine.
Oh, I just wasn't talking into the mic.
Oh,
like I had it over here and I was like, yeah, totally.
Speaking of releases, today's Wild Love release day, and
oh my god, just a moment. What'd you rate it? I just watched your wrap up while I was cleaning, but I forgot.
4.25. It'll be in a reading vlog this month, but I talked about it in my wrap. But what did you rate it?
Five stars. It was my first 5-star of the year.
Wait, Wild Love?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I didn't expect this.
Ford Grant. And literally, because I said that this was wild. It was wild because Chestnut Springs was a 5-star series for me. Like, yeah, we know that we love Chestnut Springs, but I never rated a single book of it 5 stars. I think I rated the second one 4.75. like, it was very close to a 5-star, but it just like still didn't hit like that for me. Mm-hmm. When I was reading Wild Love on the Treadmill, embarrassing story, here we go, I tripped and fell and almost fell off the treadmill because I started actually giggling out loud reading it on my Kindle as I was walking and lost my footing. And yeah, literally almost. And that's what I want my book to do to, and
yeah, Ford, physical reactions.
Ford as a character,
yeah,
magnificent.
No, I all agree. Around. I feel like she just knows what we want now from, like, I guess seeing all of our commentary about Chestnut Springs, and even her other series for people who have read that one. I feel like she really knows what we like. I mean, she kind of just ate the whole time.
No, so. I literally said, because I'm filming a video, so the video, you guys will see me read new releases and stuff, and it's for a how many 5 stars can I find in one video. Because I knew all of our anticipated releases were coming out. Iconic. And I was mood reading the whole month. So I wanted to see the, I liked the concept of this ends when I find a 5-star, but I was like, no, I want to see how many 5 stars I can find in one video. So I read
one
Wild
happy
Love.
Video.
Oh yeah. No. And we need it. Cause most of the time you guys don't really see very happy vibes from me in my reading vlogs. So, I read, so far I've read Wild Love just for the summer. And right now I'm reading Taming Seven for it. But
back to back bangers.
Back to back. And so when I started reading Wild Love, like, as soon as I started reading it, I noticed a difference in the writing and in, like, the point of views and just how everything was flowing. Like, it felt so different from the Chestnut Springs series. And it just reminded me of, like, when you pick up Happy Place and how different it felt.
Yeah, but I appreciate that because I know everyone loves Chestnut Springs, but, like, to separate it, even though it's the same world, I feel like separating it from Chestnut Springs, even though I feel like, like, I could see Ford, I mean, though they're in the same family, like, Ford and Rosie hanging out with the Chestnut Springs people. Like, it all kind of just, like, really does connect, but I feel like it definitely felt separate from Chestnut Springs.
Yeah.
And I know it is,
and
but,
I,
like,
yeah,
it's the same world. But, yeah, Elsie really
the Chestnut
did not
Springs
come to play.
Is so good. No,
so
it
good.
Was
nothing like it.
I, like, I expected, honestly, when I went in with Wild Love, I was like, it's going to be a 4, definitely. Like, I don't foresee it being lower than a 4.
Also, it's a contemporary, like, romance. Like, it's not usually a book, I feel like, that are 5 stars, at least.
Well, and I know her writing. I know her. I know what to expect. So, I was like, it's definitely going to be a 4. I could see it being somewhere. It really depends on what the book does. Everything about it was a masterpiece to me. The banter between the two characters felt so real, like real people. Like, you know, sometimes in books when they try to sell you history on two characters and they try to sell you like a connection and then you just don't feel it. With these two characters, it literally felt like, no, you felt the years of like the teasing, the banter, the taunting, the little inside jokes between them. Like, it literally felt palpable off of the page.
I also loved the way that she did like the last, like, quarter of the book. Like, it's, there was nothing that was like third act annoying.
I know. And then I'm over here like dying, twiddling my thumbs, waiting for Sarah to read just for the summer. Like, I need her to read it. I texted Sarah, I was like, hey, so have you read it yet? And she's like, no. And I was like, damn it.
I know, I'm so sorry. I opened Goodreads and I saw you read it, but I didn't read your review or anything. I didn't read anyone's review because I don't want to know anything about this one because I know everyone's loving it. But that one I know I need to read. I think I'm going to do it. I feel like I should just do it next. I was going to read the rule book next, but now I feel like I have to read Just for the Summer next because everyone's saying such amazing things about it.
I need to head to Barnes and do a book shopping trip because I haven't like actually went out and bought any of the new releases. But the rule book, I'm like, really? Oh my gosh, me and Isaac actually, he was like, oh, do you want to head into Barnes? This was like over the weekend. And he was like, I just don't want to go home yet. We can go to Barnes. And I was like, okay. Oh. And then I was looking for the rule book, so I was going to buy it. And then do you ever like, okay, so you know in the middle of Barnes where they have like the customer service desk?
Mm-hmm.
And does your Barnes ever like put books out like in the little like nooks of the desk?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, my Barnes like has they have like bookshelves built into the big desk in the middle.
Yeah, no.
And they'll put like books in it, like, and sometimes it's new releases or like something that's being talked about a lot. And so I couldn't find the rule book, and then I looked over and the people were at the customer service desk and they had it, like they had the rule book like stocked up. And I looked at Isaac and I was like, do you think that like if I walked over there and like took a copy, like I'm allowed to? And he's like, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, well, yep, never mind, not doing it. Like, if you would have told me, yeah, I would have been like, yeah. Or sometimes I'll ask him, this is just my sign to just, I don't know, like, just tell somebody what you want them to do. I'll ask that because I want him to offer to go over and get it for me.
Yeah. I'm like, can you go do it? You're like, I don't need it, actually.
No, since he told me I don't know and he didn't offer to do it, I was like, I'll just go to a different Barnes. I'll go to a completely different Barnes and hope that they got it on a table somewhere. Yeah. But I can't wait to read that one either. I feel like her books are just so short, sweet, and fun.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I meant to ask you this question. Yes. With summer reads, do you prefer to read them like right now, like in the spring heading up to the summer months, or do you prefer to read them during the summer?
I feel like I'll slowly start going into them, like slowly start transitioning into romances probably the end of the month. Like, I feel like May, which I think like, is still spring. Yeah,
it is, because so they still classify May as spring.
Yeah, I think I don't do it like by season, like not like June, July start my summer reads. I think it's by like weather. Like once it starts getting nice out, I'm like, okay, it's time to transition, you know. Why? What do you do?
I came to the conclusion the other day that, like, you know when, and we've done it every year that we've started doing book videos, because me and you will do this video. I noticed that we do it where we're like going and we're like buying summer, you know, like beach reads, like summer, like they take place in the summer. It's a very summery cover because you're reading them in the summer. But then I kind of realized, especially last year, I bought a bunch during the springtime. And then once it got to the summer, I was like, I am not interested in reading it because I'm in it. I'm living it. I don't necessarily want to read it. So I think that I have now understood that, like, the, like during like March, April, May, I like reading them because it gets me excited for summer, but I don't ever pick them up during the summer. I feel like I enjoy them more when I'm not in that season.
Yeah, it gets you excited for the season. I guess that does make sense. I do this, every year I buy summer reads and I have them on my shelf still, so I feel like those will probably be read. Yeah. I feel like spring.
What are you reading? Are you reading anything right now? What's going on with Sarah?
Yes, I'm reading. I'm halfway through The Grimm Effect right now, actually, by Elle Kennedy.
Oh, wow, you ended up picking that up.
I did. I'm actually, like, really enjoying it. I said in the video, because it's going to be in a video, but I was like, she's written so many hockey romances. Like, she's got to kind of know what she's doing at this point. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
In one of the scenes, since this is about Garrett Graham, the first book in Off Campus, his daughter, the daughter like meets up with her uncles, and her uncles are Dean DeLaurentis and Logan and like the characters from Off Campus. And I was like, there's just something about it, because I am attracted to her uncles because of those series. When I am reading about the daughter.
I was about to say, you are a Dean girly and I was a Garrett Graham girly. Like, we
I was a Dean and Logan were my top, and that's who she went out to lunch with, and I was like, hey guys,
oh my gosh. And I was a Garrett, and then the other guy, Tucker. Yeah.
There's going to be, well, I'm hoping eventually, I've never read a book like about like the children. Like, I never read like the, we both say that we haven't read the addicted ones at least, but I'm hoping like the other characters have like their children books at one point. Like, I think the next one
is Dean's daughter, if I'm not mistaken. I thought it was Dean's daughter.
Oh, I thought it was her friend. Oh, now I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. I thought I saw something about it somewhere, but I haven't really kept up with it. You didn't want to pick up Girl Abroad? I don't think Girl Abroad is part of that series. I think it's just like another book.
Yeah, no. I probably will now, because I haven't read her book since when I read those like years ago. So I like it. I would probably pick that one up. This one was just on my TBR this month, because I forgot about that I had it. And it's really good, actually. I'm enjoying it. I feel like I don't really read... I mean, I feel like I do read hockey romances, but like the college setting, I feel like,
oh yeah,
sometimes they hit, and this one's definitely good.
But I don't know.
Did you read Grimm Effect? No, right?
No, just because it's the same thing with the Like Us series, where I'm like, I was attached to them, that I don't feel like I can read the kids' story and feel the same way, because all thing. I'm reading it for is for them.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Like, when he like shows up, I was like, well, she's doing like a good job with not making it about like Garrett, because he was like the main one obviously off campus, but when he like pops in, I'm like, oh hey, that's how I feel like it's a reunion. But like, I'm reading about his daughter and the other guy. I like him, Ryder, that's his name. What's his last name? I like him though.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah, having a great time. And I think now after this, I'm gonna have to read Just for the Summer. That's my lineup right now. Really hoping I'm gonna love it. I feel like I will. I love all of her books. What are you reading? Oh wait, did you tell us already what you were reading?
Well, right now I'm in the middle of reading Taming Seven. That's what I'm reading.
God, I'm worried for you after these new releases. Like,
Oh no, so am I, because I either not to speak this into existence or anything, but I feel that it will either be like I'm gonna have a lot of. It could go three different ways in my brain. One, it could reignite a spark in love for books, and I've always had it, but like, you know, like sometimes when you can't find a five-star read, you're a little bit like, do I even like anything? So it could either like make me look for the positive in a lot of books. That's one way. It could make me go into a book slump, or it could make me unfairly compare all of the books, so then all I get a bunch of low ratings because none of them are really like comparing,
especially ending off, I feel like, on Emily Henry's books. I feel like that's the last one to come out. Like, there's just real, like, very high risk. That's
what brought upon my reading slump last year, when I got into a big reading slump in May, and then I read Fourth Wing, and it got me out of it. But what brought upon my reading slump was I was already kind of feeling like a slump, and then I read Happy Place, and then nothing was comparing to it, and I was, like, unmotivated. I was like, no.
Well, we're going to have to see next month. We will see. Yeah. I'm going to play our game,
Yeah, that's what I was about to put in the names to the spin wheel.
Yeah, I have to search it up. So, if you guys have seen on TikTok those filters where it'll put, for example, the one that I saw, you can rank different, like, characters or actors, and I saw a girl was, you click the screen, it shuffles through a bunch of actors, and it would land on that actor, and then that girl put it on the 10th spot, and then she shuffled it again, she put it on the 9th spot, and you go up till 1 and see who's your top person, but obviously you can't choose, it shuffles for you. And I thought it was funny because one of her tops ended up being like number 9, and then one of the ones she didn't like was number 1. So I thought for our little end of the episode thing, we both wrote down characters for each other, and we're going to shuffle them, and we're going to put them from 10th place to first, and see, and just see. That's it. See what order they go in.
Yeah, so sorry, I was putting in all of the names into here so that I can have the wheel ready to spin. Yeah, I was doing the wheel for the names, so I'm going to read off Sarah, like, all the names that I picked for characters for her. So, on our lineup, we have number 1, Knox from Things We Never Got Over, Archer from Archer's Voice, Thayer from The Confidence of Wildflowers, Jasper from Powerless, I put in Ford from Wild Love, we're giving him his time to shine, Jax from Once Upon a Broken Heart, Kaz from Six of Crows, Connor from Addicted, Alex from Twisted Love, and Jonah from Magnolia Parks.
Okay. Alex, so you've got two bad ones. Crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so are we ready to see your future? Okay, let's spin.
Wait, I'm going to write these down from 10 to 1 so that I can visualize. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, number 10 is Jonah from Magnolia Parks.
That's kind of, okay. That's sad.
So, yeah, that is sad for you.
I wouldn't personally put him 10 here, but that's okay. Oh, from this,
coming in at number 9, sir, Jasper from Powerless.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I love him. Oh, that hurts. That one hurts. Okay.
Okay, we're spinning. Coming in at number 8, we have Thayer from The Confidence of Wildflowers. So you don't have to deal with him. Don't you worry.
Okay.
Also, I'm getting an ad of a French bulldog chewing a toy. It's reminding me. Okay. Number 7 is Jax.
Okay.
From Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Okay.
That was okay. Now we're on number 6. We're getting up into the fives, y'all.
I know, if Alex gets number 1.
Imagine. Kaz is at number 6.
Aw, okay. I love him.
Okay, guys, this is the top 5. This is the roster right here.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Number 5 is Alex from Twisted Love.
That's fine.
Thank the Lord he is not number 1.
Yeah, if he was first. Okay. That would be concerning.
Coming in at number 4, we have Archer from Archer's Voice.
I liked him. I always forget about that book, but I did like that book.
Yeah. No, that's why I put it in. I was like, it's one that I feel like we don't talk about a lot.
Yeah.
Number, is this 3?
Yes.
4. Connor.
Wait. He deserves my number 1 spot.
I know. Coming in at number 2... is Knox.
Okay. Who's, wait, now I don't even remember who's left.
Ford from Wild Love.
Oh.
Wow.
Totally fine with that. I am, like, so familiar with him now because I just read his book.
Yeah.
That's not, like, the order I would do, but, like, I'm not mad about this one.
No, it could. It honestly, you could have had Thayer at your number one.
Let's do your list.
Oh, God.
Let me read off who I have. Okay. We have Theo from Reckless.
Okay.
We have Hunt from Crescent City.
Okay.
Julian from Daisy Hates. Dorian from Throne of Glass. Ryan Shea from The Right Move.
Okay.
Reese, of course. Zayden from Fourth Wing. Rowan from Throne of Glass. Tamlin from Akatar. And Charlie Lastra from Book Lovers. So,
underrated king right there.
10th place is Theo from Reckless.
I hate to see him there.
9th place is... That was a close one, but it's Rowan. That one's gotta hurt.
I hate to see him there.
8th place is... Charlie Lastra.
Oh my god.
What number are we at? Is this 7?
Yeah, this is 7.
Uh-oh. 7 is Reese.
I literally feel like I've been shot.
6th, here we go. So sad. 6th is Julian.
There's no way. There's no way.
Imagine I'm just like making this up.
I know, imagine you're just like,
oh my gosh.
She's gonna get.
Yeah. Here's our top 5. 5th place, we have Dorian.
He's like one of the only few I have left.
Yeah. You have a couple good ones. 4th place.
Yeah, I guess it's really scary.
Is Hunt. I'm like nervous because Tamlin's in your top 3 right now. Third is Zayden.
Oh my god.
We're between Tamlin and Ryan Shea now. I'm gonna close my eyes. Let's see who's. Oh, that was really close. That was like extremely close. But Tamlin is 2nd and Ryan Shea is 1st.
God. So in this world, I leave Tamlin for Ryan Shea.
Oh, that was fun. Isn't that fun ranking?
That was like heart racing.
I know.
I'm saying it with the most monotone voice. That was literally so scary.
I was on the edge of my seat there for yours. All right. We have all Sarah J. Maas men that we could at least think of right now. I don't know how many are in here, so I don't know.
Okay.
What number is first, but there's plenty. We're starting at the bottom. Who is the last on your list? Okay, the last on your list is Eris from Akatar.
Okay.
I feel like that's not bad.
No, King will probably get a... No, sorry, not to call him King. He'll probably get a redemption arc somewhere down the road.
Okay, above Eris is Flynn, Rune's buddy.
Okay, I mean, he doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, that's a little low for him. I feel like he's a
great character. That's a little low.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Above him is Fenris from Throne of Glass.
I love him.
He is king. He is
one
of the best side characters. Okay. Uh-oh. Then we have Cassian.
See...
Does this one not like
that one hurts that bad? But it doesn't hurt me a lot because I've never really been a Cassian girly, but I do love him.
All right. Okay. That's valid. Okay. Then we have this one's gonna hurt me. Next we have Lorcan.
Not obsessed with him, so I'm okay.
Okay. But above him, I don't know what number we're at. I don't think I counted them. Azriel.
No. See, I am an Azriel girly though, so that one hurts
because
I love a, like, you know, he's got some lore that we don't know.
Yeah,
I love,
he's mysterious.
I love that. Yeah.
Hunt is next.
That's fine. Hunt, honestly, after reading the Crescent City series, I'm like, yeah.
Then we have this one might be Lucian.
Oh, I love him. I love him. And that hurts.
I do too. Okay, next up we have Rune. How do you feel about that, Rune?
That is painful, because Rune is my favorite character from Crescent City.
Yeah, I would agree there. This one's nice. That's kind of mean. Actually, no. Next is Kale.
Yeah, no. Honestly, he should have been lower on the list, and I would have been completely fine if he even would have been last.
Okay, next we have Adian.
Okay, well, we know I like Adian a lot more than you do.
Okay, yeah. I have, like, no really thoughts other than, like, the last few books on him. Oh, no. Dorian is next.
Oh.
I feel like that's a good spot.
It's a good. He seems like he's up there.
Okay, well, this one, I think there's, like, seven left. Top seven. Sam from Throne of Glass.
I don't even have words for that.
All right, here's the top six. We have Tharion.
Okay.
I liked him in the first two books. He was, like, one of my favorites.
Yeah, in the third book, he really fell off for me.
Yeah,
he really fell.
All right, top five. Rowan is fifth.
Oh, thank God.
This is kind of scary because there's one in here that, like, should be last.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fourth is Declan.
Oh, my God. We're getting closer to...
Okay, top three. This is crazy. We have, if you want to know who's left, it's Rhys, Ethan, and Pollux.
Oh, my God.
Third place is Rhys.
There is no way.
Your top two is crazy. Oh, my God.
Oh.
No way. Ethan is second.
No.
Your first is Pollux
from Crescent City. No way.
Let's see what mine is. Listen.
You just lie through all of it. It goes, so last is Pollux, and it's Kale, and then it's Aeris.
My dream top three is Dorian, if you guys were asking. Dorian, Lorcan, and probably Cassian. That's my dream. Okay. Oh, we both have the same last person, Aeris.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't even remember who he was before we put this in. This one's gonna hurt you. I got Pollux.
Of course.
Okay. Next is... Oh, no. It's Lucien. I really like him.
I love... Oh, my God.
He's been my favorite since the first book. Oh, I have Flynn is next. I'm okay with that. The thing is, in my head, I don't know the difference between Flynn and Declan sometimes, so I...
Well, Flynn does some things sometimes, and I'm like, ew, you're kind of annoying. But he does a lot of things that I like,
too. Is he the computer guy? Which one's the computer
guy? No, Declan is the computer guy. Flynn is the country one. He's the one that, like, when he was an audiobook, he had a country accent and everything.
Oh, really? Wait, that's funny. I didn't know that. Oh, no. Azrael's next. No! Cassian.
Gone too soon.
Gone way too soon. There's too many names on here for him to be that low.
Yeah.
Okay, Tharion. That's okay.
That's deserved.
Yeah, for his actions in the last book, that's deserved.
Yeah. The amount of times that I just facepalmed the entire Crescent City 3 book over him.
Yes. Got Kale.
Kale.
Okay. Next. No.
Is it Dorian? Oh
no! Thank God, but. This one still hurts, too.
That one hurts you a lot, I can tell.
Yeah, that one definitely does. Fenris. Fenris is gone.
Oh, I love him.
I'll
say it again.
The best. Adian. That's okay.
Oh, do not like Adian, and it hurts my heart a little bit.
It's not that I don't like him. I just don't think he's, like, one of my favorites. Like, this is my top seven.
Imagine having no reaction to Rhys.
I think I'm, like, the only person that...
No, like, Sarah does not care about Rhys. And I'm like, okay.
Love him. Love him. King, but I'm not, like... I just don't... I love him for Destiny.
There's this one fan art of him that I don't like. So random. But he has, like... what do you call it? Like, stubble? Like, on his, like... whatever. And I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want to picture him like that. And then now that's always the first thing that pops in my head. Yeah, no. I don't picture him with facial hair.
I don't either. I picture this one fan art in my head.
Yeah, I picture this. I don't know. I have a lot of fan arts in my head.
Okay, next is Hunt. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's my top six. Oh, Rowan. Gone too soon. Love him.
Short hair king.
King.
Okay. With the short hair.
Top five. Yeah, short hair only. Fifth place. Rune. That's sad. I mean, I think that's a good spot, but... Okay, fourth place. Aw, Sam.
Aww.
Listen, Dorian's going strong. I hope I'm not speaking too soon.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, third place is Ethan.
OMG. Who's your final two?
Declan and Dorian. I'm, like, holding my breath right now.
Oh, my God.
I can't even look. Can you imagine I get Dorian first? Oh, my God. Declan's in second place.
You did not end up with Dorian, and I ended up with Pollux. Hey, Sarah didn't even have any of the other ones. She was just saying Dorian was the only one on.
Dorian was the only one spinning the whole entire time.
Wait, that she's like, so funny. Wait, who else is left? I'll just say this order. I would have looked. On the
web for who else is left. Check it out. What was that?
That was my Alexa just went off, and it has been disconnected to Wi-Fi, and it just randomly started talking to me.
Oh, that's creepy. You gotta throw
that
it out.
That is crazy. No, because like it's doing the ring where there's like no Wi-Fi, because we had gotten new Wi-Fi and I never reconnected it because it was doing stuff like that to me. And the get fact that it just like, no, yeah, I need to get, I absolutely need to not throw it away. I'm gonna hit smash it with a sledgehammer.
If you could take your anger out on it
right now, it would feel just like a sledgehammer. So thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Bookmarked. We hope you guys enjoyed as usual. Thank if you guys did, you guys know, follow us on all the socials, it's always linked, and leave a 5-star review or do whatever you want. That's fine with me, and I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.